middle of the braisa. It says three times trua, and then we know it says vahavarta taviru. So you know each trua needs a tkiya, and therefore we know that you have to have a total amount. You need three truas, and preceded by and followed by a tkiya. So you need a total of nine. And you compare Yom Kippur to Rosh Hashanah. How do you know? Because both of them says shvi, which is extra. So we say that, well, that everything you blow on shvi should be the same way. So we compare Yovel to Rosh Hashanah. Now we're up to the Gemara here, where it says by seven lines on the top, shir tkiya is ketruah. The length of a tkiya is like a truah. And we already said before that the shir tkiya is like a truah. And we had a machlekes before the sheni, where the means the Rambam holds that the shear of both kiyas on both ends is equal to trua. So each key is only half a trua, or it means that the shear of a kiyah is equal to a trua on one end. Shear trua, and how long is a trua? Kishloisha shvar, like three shvarim. Again, a machlekes that three truas is mean each one is three shvarim, so it's nine, or in total of three shvarim. Okay, so
it's entitled three. Then what's the nafkamina between a tkiya and a shvar?
What do you mean? The true is three blows. Is that what it is? Or true is nine blows? What's the true? Hi, Tana. Now then, what is the question? Hi, Tana. Mi kora maisla bekesha. First, he starts bringing a hekesha. We compare everything in the seventh month. Vahashta maisla bezeishava. And now he says, Zeishava, shvi, shvi. Is it Zeishava? Is it hekesh? So the Gemara, Hochikoma, this is the Pshat. This is the Pshat. E lav Gzeir Shova have my sin labakesha. If there wouldn't have been a Gzeir Shova that was in Skabal for Moshe and Sinai, well, Lamadala about 10 lines up. If it wouldn't have been a Gzeir Shova that we compare Shvi, Shvi, we would have used the Hekesh. Baba, yes, Hashta, the Asik Shova, now that we have a Gzeir Shova, Shvi, Shvi, Hekesha, like, so you don't need a Hekesh anymore. So Rashi says here an interesting thing. Rashi Vitanami Kora Maisi Bekesha, middle of the line. Rashi Lilmoid Zemi Zem to learn from each other. Minayin Shebeshafer, Upshutala Fanelachre, we asked before, how do we know? And Gama, we learned Roshanam Yevilin Bekesha Heker, the ain't Tamil Lame Bechadish Shvi. Why does it say by the ex Shebechadish Shvi? La Hakish called through as a Chadish Shvi, she shoved, everything should be the same. Well, the Safe, and the end of the Bray said, Gummy, go learn Zak, they shoved. Litan Ha'omer Shalze Boze, whatever you apply here should apply there as well. Hanami Tase Bekesha, why can you learn this din also from a Hekish? In other words, you learn that the fact that the three truas you learn from a Hekish. The fact that you need a key before and a key afterwards you learn from a Gzeir Shavah, why don't you also learn the same Hekish? The Iker Chsim and Sheish Taim but Hashanah Vachar Yevol ain't true Shal Chayash Shvi, Shavah is not the same. Because if you're going to learn that the two sounds of Hashanah and one sound by Yevol is not the same, so obviously they're all together. Rashi Hokam, Ilam Gzeir Shavah. Eloi Nemer Gzeir Shavah Lula Moshe Messina. Where does Gzeir Shavah come from? Moshe Messina. Lodoyno Hayisi Mevi Hakakeja Klaimim Atzmoi. So Rashi says it clearly that a hekesh you can make up yourself. Keep Egim Tiny already, then Gemara Sukkah, Rashi clearly says that the only thing you can make up yourself is Kal v'chomer. Everything else has to be a Meseder from Moshe Rabbeinu.
Because Kal v'chomer is logic. This
yes.
And
hekesh, so it's a steer from Rashi, Keep Egim raises it so chin. Okay. Right, Gemara. So here we learn Gzeira Shava from Yevul and Rosh Hashanah. However, Bahai Tana, there's another Tana, Maisilah, he learns it from Gzeira Shava from Midbar. He learns Gzeira Shava from the Midbar when they blew in the Midbar. The Tanya we learned in the Midbar, but the Chatzai says it says. It says, Uzekat in Malachi's Pasha Trua. Tkiya Bifnei Atzma. It says, Uzekatim Trua. There's two words, Tkiya and Trua. Tkiya Bifnei Atzma, Tufnei Atzma. That's how we know that Tkiya and Trua are separate. Not from Havarta Taviru, but from what? Uzekatim Trua. Maybe it means blow a trua. Haino means a blow a sound of kia and followed by a sound of trua. When it says in another pasuk, "Vahaki lesakol tisku veloiteri," or when you gather people together, they just do the kia without trua. It's klar that tiku does not mean blow the sound. Kia is a kind of a sound. Kia. Have you aimed kia v'ne atzma trua v'ne atzma? Okay, that's how we know kia trua. So Rashi, the high tone of Maisel, Mibra should take Pshutul of Fenel, Pshutul of Fenel, one before, one after. Tiko, Kiv, and Atzma, they're like, Tame, Chod, it's all one. Vogel Gomer, this is what he meant to say, how you take through a blow through it. Vogel Gomer. Skatum, Kiv, Achere, Hari, through it. said, well, Menayin, how do you know? Oh, sorry, two more Rashi. Oy ain ala achim, it's only one sound. This is what the pasuk means. Take you through a blow of sound of trua. Kishuay me tisku v'loiteriu, me klal de b'maso is tisku v'teriu kamar. That means when play, before when he says titku, when he says this, katan trua, he means both, do both, ki and trua, when you're traveling. V'um trua loy kodol at kia. Two different sounds. Hadi al korch at kia v'ne atza, two separate sounds.
The havamina is that Tikiya is a general description of blowing a shofar.
No, we thought it's a verb. No, it's a noun.
It describes a sound.
Yeah. So it's not okay. Now, umenayin, and we said before, you need a pshutul from nefesh lachera. How you know you need a pshutul from tavul leimu? Just said was katem trua. First it says tikiya, and then it's a trua. Okay, umenayin shpshutul lachera. And how you know? But you also do a tikiya afterwards. Tavul leimu. It says in the pasuk further, you blow a second time, and there it says trua yisku. So klar trua first and tkiya afterwards. That's the Tanakama. Comes along Rabbi Shmuel ben Rabbi Groimer, Einu Tzadich. You don't need your limud. How do you aim it? Says in the same pasuk. You use the end. It says in the pasuk was gatem trua shenis. It says in this pasuk you should blow a second time. What do you mean a second time? Shein tam lam shein. You already know you blow the first time when you start traveling. You blow the second time. When you don't tell me the word second time. For ma tam lam shein's extra. Zeb bana of. This is a. It said this is a binyanav. She kol mokum she nema trua. Whenever the truma to hate kia shniela. There should be a shenis, a shnia, a skatim. There should be a second kia afterwards. Okay, Rashi. Tam lam skatim v'hadu trua and then trua. That's what you want to. That you want to say. It says, and then the skatim trua. So you want to say tkiya. Followed by trua, and you learn from the end of the pasuk trua yisku that trua is followed by tkiya. He said you don't have to go to the end of the pasuk trua yisku. From the very same words you learn skatim trua, which tkiya comes first, says the word shenis, which means that the second time it's the other way around. She got almost skatim trua. V'nosa machna pleni to travel. Yehuda almost skatim trua. V'nosa machna pleni. He pshitu the shenis the second one. Must be tate tkiya shnila. Or come skatim tkiya shnis the trua. Make sure it's the second tkiya. So I think I'm going to write it. Ainly Ella b'Midbar. All we know is in the Midbar, b'Rishashana Menayin. All we know is when they traveled, they had to blow with Kiyah and Trua. How you know Rishashana did the same thing? Tamalaymer, Trua l'Gzeir Shavu. It says here Trua by Chatzetz. It says Trua by Yem Trua Yilachem. So Gzeir Shavu that it works the same way. It's a Kiyah and Trua. And how you know three Truas? Okay, that tells me Kiyah before Kiyah after. How you know three? Ushalish Truas Nemru b'Rishashana. And actually, b'Rishashana we have three Truas. Where's there three Truas? It says in the pasuk Shabasa and Zichra and Trua. That's one pasuk, and that's talking about Rosh Hashanah. Then it says Yom Trua, which is also talking about Rosh Hashanah. And then it says Havarta Shofar Trua. Now Havarta Shofar Trua is the one you keep it actually, but we're saying everything in Bechidah Shavui. Ushteit Ki is Lachal Achad Vachas. And now since every Trua needs a Ki before and Ki after, so therefore, Matzinu LeMaiden Sholosh Trua. So what do we learn from it? That three Truas V'Sheish Ki is Sixth Ki is Nemre Rosh Hashanah. Now this Tanah Rabbi Shmuel, as long as it says, not the way we learned till now that Ma'atayri you need three truas and then you have to keep before the after, which is a total of nine Ma'atayri, which becomes 30, becomes 100, becomes 130. No, Shtayim Medivatayri. Ma'atayri, you only need to make two truas. No, two truas, but two kis. Or we need six sounds. The Achas Medivatayri, one of these truas is only Medarabanan. And he goes like this: Shabbos and Zichron Trua. That the pasuk of Shabbos and Zichron Trua, which is Rosh Hashanah, and the pasuk Va'avarta Shofar Trua, which is Rosh Hashanah, is Midrash Tefra. However, which is the Duim Kippur. Of the pasuk Yom Trua Yilachem, which is Rosh Hashanah, is the Talmudic book. I'm teaching you halacha. We're supposed to say halacha that by day you blow, not by night. Nothing to do with the mitzvah Kiya Shofar. So therefore, we only have two truas Ma'atayda. And only one Midrabanan, and that grew to 100. Rab Shmuel ben Achmeni, Amar Rabbi Yenison, Rab Shmuel ben Achmeni, Rabbi Yenison, and even less than that, Achas Medivir Teda. Only one, the Teda only wanted to make one sound, Zachakel. Vishtai Midrabanan, two Midrabanan, and Vahavarta Shefer Trua, the Pasi, which says Vahavarta Shefer Trua, that's what Teda. In fact, where's the Pasi? The only one Trua Mat Teda. Which Pasi? Vahavarta Trua. And where does that Pasi say? By Yom Kippur. That means nowhere in the Torah is it mentioned a word about blowing shofar and Hashanah. It's amazing. And Shabbos and Zichr Trua, and those other Trupsukim, which is Trua, and Yom Trua Lechem, that comes to Shalachas. The Talmud Hibba comes to Shalachas. My Le Talmud Hibba, what's it coming to teach you? So the Pasig of B'Yom Trua teaches you B'Yom V'Loy B'Layla, by day and not by night. Nuvi'idach L'Tanah Kama, who says that all three Truas are about Torah, where does he learn by day and not by night? B'Yom V'Loy B'Layla, Minon Le, how does he know? Nafkele, he learns b'yem HaKippurim. Not the word yem trua, but it says in the pasuk, you should blow shayim avat shayim b'yem HaKippurim. But the day of Yom Kippur. If we're going to use the pasuk Yom Kippur teacher around Rosh Hashanah, nigma nami minei. Let's learn from there also. Let us learn also. So why do you learn then? From you the Tanakhama learn from the Midbar. Why do you learn from the Midbar? Since you learn from Yom Kippur anyway, regarding the end of the day, learn from Yom Kippur also. You need to keep before to keep after. To the Vavart and Trua. Everything more about Vavarta Tavir Le Mashluhu. The Tanakhama doesn't believe in this drasha. The word Vavarta means Tkiya. Or Vavarta doesn't have to mean something. It means something else. And therefore, how do I know Tkiya for Netil Achred? That I need the Midbar. How else can he dash in Vavarta Taviru? Elamai Doshibu. What is he dash in Vavarta? Kedrav Masna, like Rav Masna. Dover Rav Masna. You know what you need to do Vavarta is that you should pass the sound in a natural way. Derech Havarose Taviru. How should the sound go? The narrow side out the wider side. The Ka'amar, that's what you need Vavarta for. And the Ka'amar Achmon, the Ka'amar Achmon, that's what Taylor is saying, Navre Biyad. And the other positive come and tell you that we would have thought that Havarta means with your hand. Who said Havarta means with your mouth, make a sound? Maybe Taylor wanted on Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur, we should walk around the shofar in a hand. Walk with it in your hand. That's all, walk around the shofar with your hand. Who should have to blow? That's only the Midbar Skaitim to blow.
If you're saying just Havarta,
yeah. Yeah, but you should have said to tkatem if you tell the man you should blow.
If you're saying havarta, the problem is that the keren grows on an animal's head. There's no havarta by a keren. The air doesn't pass through.
So obviously, it means to remove the horn from it, but just walk around the horn. So that's why I need to learn from the midbar. That's why I need to learn from the midbar. Idach. The other one, how did you learn Rav Masna's din? How does he know you have to blow? You have to blow. Since the pasuk changes around its words, it starts by Vart and Taviru. So we know that that besides the fact that you need key before and key after, we also know that you have to pass it from the narrow to the wider side. Aye, what about the problem that Haino Havod Bechal means blowing? Maybe means walking. How can you even keep it at all? And Tavida Biyad Le Machas Amrit. He says he can't even have a Havim in it. Tavida means walk around the shul with a shofar in your hand. Because the Gomar, he learns out, Evra Mamoisha. He knows that Havarta cannot mean carrying, it means blowing. How do I know? Because my Moisha Rabbeinu knows something else altogether. It says Vavida, and there means blowing. Ksiv Hocha says Havarta shofar. True. Ksiv Hocha says by the end of the Mishkan, Vayatza Moisha, Vayaviru Kabamachna, and what did he pass? A sound across the camp. Mala Halam Bekoil means Pasha emitted a sound. Avkam Bekoil means emitting a sound.
Vayaviru,
because the sound is going to be an
announcement.
But Vayaviru, the word Vayaviru is related to the word kol. So when it says by trua, Vavarta means make sure there's a sound that comes out. That's what it means, not to carry in your hand. Yeah, he made a sound. He got up and he spoke loud.
He spoke.
Yeah, exactly. But the word Vayaviru, nothing to do with it. But to do with sound, not walking. Rashi. Rashi, long Rashi, he'll see the show story, he's never been a shun, the three true, Shabbat Zichot true, Rashi requotes the Gemara. Vavart HaShevet true, Yom Jiru Yilachem, Ushtet Kiz Lachalach, each one needs a key, a matzin, lemaiden, the Rishon, Shalosh Truz, Vashet Shkir, Shtayim, Bidi Vatayr, Vachar, Vatayr, from according to this, Tum HaTayr, Om Drabon. Vavart HaShevet true, and Shabbat Zichot true, is Midu Tayr, and Yom Jiru Yilachem is only the Talmud, who come to your halacha, which is by day, not by night. Rashi Barachmeni, Rashi Barachmeni says, Achaz, only one from the Tayr, Vashtayim, Vashtayim, and Vavarta Shayfa Truva Medu Taida. Shabbos and Zicha Truva, Vayem Truva, Yilachem, Tamudibo. Comes one out, teach Allah. It must have been a different guess, I don't know. Maila Tamudibo, now let's explain. Stein Diva Taida, Tre Kroi Dorish Luminyana, two of the Psukim with Dasha for the Minyan, Kitoni Iva Ozil says, Vavarta Shayfa Truva, Shabbos and Truva Medu Taida, Claim Mekan, Nimach Taim, two, Yem Truva Yilachem, Loiti Dishua Luminyana. Don't dash in for the last pasuk. Yom Truah Yilachem is not coming to you to blow shayfer. Shalei Talmudu Yibah comes to teach you halacha. Mufnitz extra l'gzei l'shava. Shadara Truah Truah l'gzei l'shava. Come to teach you l'gzei l'shava. Elo Seifer Mavru. Kedil Hashas Malchi L'chanesh Roi L'chi Yosam. The Rabbanon who came along and added another blowing. Rav Shmuel and Achmeni Yom Emaita L'Talmudu Yibah. What do you mean? Mishloim L'chad l'gzei l'shava idich l'mai. One l'gzei l'shava. What do you need the other one for? What halacha? He doesn't like Vavarta Taviru. The midrash minei pshuta lefanei doesn't like the word vavarta to come and teach you about tkiya before the after. Vavarta need to tell you that you should blow through a narrow side into the wider side. Derech avarasa lemuute hafchi the talk about kedamrin. You shouldn't do the reverse. And the other avara, he you would have thought, why do you have to learn from the midbar at all? Because you would have thought that well, na avre biyad, walk with it in your hand. Ve'i lav the hoder kasvei wouldn't have been written again. Mishtam tavida loshen tkiya. We would never know that tavida means tkiya. But what about Rashi learns you should possibly walk with your hand. Taisa learned that Avra Biyad doesn't mean you should walk with your hand. Why would you think walk with your hand? Taisa meant that, look at what I said. Never Avra Biyad, Pidush, Sheyachzenu Biyada. We would have thought you should hold in your hand while you're blowing it. Loishi in a chen lagabe shum dover, you shouldn't lean on anything and blow. In other words, the halacha according to Taisa says you could lean, put the shaver down on the table and put your mouth on it and just blow. You don't have to hold in your hand. Well, Pidush Gunjib, I like Rashi Shab better that you would have thought that you should just walk with it, not even to blow it. Iskin Rabavu be Kesri Rabavu made a takana in Kesri. Sorry, we missed. Freddy Gemara Ulahai Tana the Mice Lam in Midbar. The Tana is living in Midbar. Sorry, skipped a little. No, we didn't. The Tana is in Midbar. Lucheda Hakna from the Midbar. What did they use there? They used the trumpet, then use the shofar. Ima lahala chatzetz avkan chatzetz. If you learn from there, maybe he shows you the same instrument as there. Tamaloy matiku bach. It doesn't tell him. You know how you know you're supposed to be a shofar? Nowhere does a Taylor say shofar. We assumed it's a shofar. Taylor says yom teruah, zichron teruah. So you know how you know it's a shofar? Because of tehillim. So the whole, this is like an unbelievable yom tov that everything you know about Hashanah is from everywhere but Rosh Hashanah. From Tehillim, it says, Tiku b'chayda shayfer b'kesel yem chageinu. And there it says, and eizeh chag shachaydish mitchasa bo yehav yem zeh shoshana. And what it says there, kama nachmano shayfer. That's how you know it's a shayfer.
It's a limud from Tehillim.
Yeah, it knows a shayfer.
So, Biz David HaMelech was only
a Tehillim. We had a sukkah. Until we found out from Yecheskel what a pre-8 hodder is, what did they do? They knew from Moshe and they continued.
So, blowing on Tainius, you have
the shayfer is the rabban. We know that it says shayfer. The Torah says chatzetzes. It doesn't say anything about the tainis. It's a meaning. The Torah only says by by kabbonis. What? Chama and asifa and by kabbonis. So we write the iskir abavu bekesri tkiya. He made the following takana that kia should be shloisha tvarim, then trua, then kia. He had kia, shvarim, and then trua, and then kia. Fregdi gemor manushach. I don't understand. We said before we're not sure. We had a machlekes, right? What does the shvarim mean? What does trua mean? Does it mean shvarim or does it mean trua? If it's only crying short sounds, la avet kia, truet kia, then do trat. If it's moaning, then la'avet kia shloisha shvarim kia, make it tashat. So the Gemara Rabbavu kibis mesapkli had a suffix. Igenuchi gonach, iyululiyol. Not sure which one it is, so therefore he did both tashrat. For the Gemara, you don't achieve him doing both. Because one of them is wrong, so one of them is a hefsik. Since you need kia before and kia after, if you're going to blow in between something that doesn't belong there, it's a hefsik. Maskele rabavida, vidilma yululahave, maybe takatru means what? You should cry short sounds. And now if you do, Tashrat, there's a hefsik between the first kia and the trua. The kamafsik shloisha shvarim ben trua lit kia is a hefsik. So we answered the hodder of it kia truet kia after the tarat. Maybe God is supposed to be only tashat, and by blowing a trua after the shvarim is a hefsik. We kamafsik trua ben shvarim lit kia. So we answer the hodder of the shat. You do tarat, you do shat. So what's the point of tashrat? El Rabavu, my iskin. So what did he say? He said, do tashrat. What's the point? It's definitely wrong. Either you should do tashrat or do tarat, or do both, tashats and tarats. Where does tashrat come from? He did it. So what's the point of tashrat? So the Gemara Mesapkele, he wasn't sure. Maybe it's taka both. Dilma gonach viyol, maybe it's both. Freddy Gemara, Yochi Bezei, La'oven Abicha, if it could be both tashrat, why don't you do tashrat? Kia, true, shloisha, shvarim, with kia. And for the Gemara, Dilma yol, the gonach. Maybe it's the other way around. And for the Gemara, stone milsa, a normal person. Ki misra, when a person feels bad, be inish, milsa bereisha gonach, v'hoda yol. Sorry, ki misra, be inish, milsa, if something bad happens to you, bereisha gonach, first you give a krecht, and then v'hoda yol, then you cry. You don't never do the other way around. So all the Rishayim explain, the Baha'i Goyin and the Bashir Goyin both explain, that everything is right. Matayri, you can do whatever you want. You can either do only Shvarim, you can only Teruah.
It's called
Yeah, you can do both. However, each city, it's very interesting what the Rosh brings down. Each city started doing it one way, and they started to say that the other city is not Yetzir Matayri, and each city started to deride the other city. So Buhu came along and said, you know what, we're going to accommodate everybody. Let everyone do the same minig, and we'll accommodate every single minig. We'll have a tashrat, a tashat, a tarat, and this way there's no machlekes. So he did it to stem the machlekes. Rashi. Besapke what he did both. Betim genoegen hoe we een nog laatste troe je babbe. We kan me fysieke troe, maafske troe, we een schwaar, en troe, en schwaar, en mees een hefzik. Dim me lulli, we een lande schwaar, we kan maafske schwaar, en ik kan schraak, dat we boer ben keel, en schoen, dat we een kan, en schoen, dat we een schoen in front of it. But eet je genoeg, en gaan, first genieges, aruches, a long moans, complainer, complaining. Oh, look at that. Complainer belaz. Which language would that be? No, a lot of Rashi has German words also. Complain a French word, maybe. Hodemi alel, ritzidibalaz. Okay, right, the Gemara. Omrabi Abiyachin said, Shama, if you heard, Teishat kiyas, but Teishat shahs, but yoim. If you heard nine kiyas, they're not together. You are yoitze, you are yoitze. You don't have to hear them together. Tanya, I'm going to learn. Shama, Teishat kiyas. If you heard nine kiyas, but Teishat shahs, 9 hours a day, yotze, you are yoitze. What about Metez B'nei Adam Ke'echad? If you heard from nine people at the same time, Lo Yotze. Rashi asked the question right away. It can't be, because we learned the Gemara before. If you heard Terei Kol Lo Meshtambe, but from Terei Gabre is Yem Meshtambe. You could hear. So two different sounds coming to the people, you could hear. So Rashi changed the gear to two Yotze. Metish B'nei Adam Ke'echad Yotze Ya Yotze. Then the Braise continues. Ki'e Mezeh V'truah Mezeh. You heard it from one person to another person. Yotze Ya Yotze. Vafilu b'serugin, even there is one after another. I feel the kol yom kulin separate all day long. Klar like Rabbi Yechiel Rashi, teishat kias true as nami kama any sound. Mitish b'nei adam ki echel yotze terei kol loy meshdami. You can hear two sounds. Kach perusha l'fi mashe kosev svarim. That's what should be. Oh, but the mil is not right though. Kimno didn't we pass terei kol loy terei gavre meshdami. You can hear it. V'hochi gozla b'tei sefta mitish b'nei adam ki echel yotze. It gives us faket. You are yotze. I feel a bit serugim, even though they're separate. I feel the kolayim kolayim separate very far all day, stretched out over the day. Like I said, ki mezat ru mezat yotze yotze the high generation. Like I said, lo hachi hu de gasin and mites. Like I said, sorry, I gasin lo. So therefore, you're not going to the next part. That's ki mezat ru mezat yotze. We just said that you can have nine sounds from nine people at the same time. Yotze the high generation. It's a repetition. The igasin lo. If you are going to hachi hu de gasin and mites bnei adam ki echad ki mezat ru mezat yotze. I feel a serugim.
From nine. Out of one,
Sarugi means one after another instead of at the same time. Taste is greatest lo yotze, and taste is greatest lo yotze, because what happens if you heard the truah before the second key? L'chayda, you need a key before and a key after, and the chiddush is when we said over there today kolam mishnei b'adin yotze is if you heard the key after the key that follows a bracket, the key that before the bracket, two different people at the same time yotze, because you're having a key after and you're having a key before. But if you're hearing a shvarim and at key at the same time, since you need key before, shortly after, you're not yotze, because it's not before and after. That's what it means, you're not yotze. Depends what you're hearing. Says he wanted to invite me. Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon said you can stretch it out of the day. But Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon said you should be a tzaddik. But halal megillah. When it comes to halal, when it comes to megillah, im shor, there was a delay, a pause. You start how you took a pause. K'day ligmoidas kula, and you pause long enough that you can finish the entire halal. Choizel reish. It's a hefzik start from the beginning. You're telling me by Shefa you can expand, you can have one in the morning, an hour later, an hour. It's Claudia that the pause is longer than it takes the duration of the entire halal. It's you're not yetsa. So about keys also. If you pause from the beginning to the end long enough to go through all the keys, you're not yetsa. Like Kasha. How did they personally hold the teishat kia, but teishat is a yetsa? And this that he said, by halal magil, you're not yetsa, how the rabbi is his rebbe. Rashi im shah b'sirugai with his delay. Can they league might as cooler to finish all of it? Chayz, you got to go back. So you motivate to be the day law. You tell me personally. He holds. He can stretch as much as he wants. But what Abavu is a mice wants Abavu. Abi shakil va ozel baser Rabbi Yechim. I'm walking by Rabbi Yechim. Abi kodi kriyashma. I was reading Krishma. Kimoto le mevuos. But Tanofi came to the streets and had over there Tinuf Ishtik. He was quiet. Didn't want to learn Krishma. He stopped reading Krishma. Baser the chol after they passed it by Amalei. He turned to Rabbi Yechim. Maoligma. What should I do now? Can I finish Krishma? Amalei said, two things I disagree with you. First of all, I hold you didn't have to stop. I hope you could have just covered your nose and continue. But Zweitens, even if you did stop, im shayis, could they ligmas kula if the pause, but the delay the pause between you, what you stopped, and it was long enough to finish Nai Krishma, Chayzel Reish. You go back to the beginning. Klo, Rabbi Yechon holds that if there's a pause, you got to go back. How come by Shoma Teshkiz, it says no? So the Gemara, not a kasha, how come? Lididi, I first of all hold nothing what you did. First of all, I hold you didn't have to stop. And even if you did stop, there's no problem with pausing. You can stop and an hour later continue, resume where you left off. Lididach, according to you, the Svidilach you hold, Im Shahi is Kidaligmas Kulu Chayzel Reish. According to you, hold that you have to stop. And according to you, the whole that if it's a long delay, you're not Yaitse. What's the timetable? The timeline is Kedei Ligma. That's Kula Chazal Rosh. If you the delay was long enough to finish the whole Krishna, you go back to the beginning. Rashi. Lidi Dila Sidli Mashiv Sakta. First of all, the fact that you stopped. You came to the streets that have tinifin it, maniachia, the people just cover your mouth. The kaidik, continue reading, will like Svidli, not me. The second thing I hold is, the Shubshah, Yetzar Lazar. You have to go back. Tesis, so Rashi learns there's two, I have two separate arguments for you. Tesis learns the two arguments hinge on each other. If you stop because you opted to stop, then you can stretch as much as you want. If you stop because you had no bredi, you're an honest, then we say, Imshah Kedei Ligma. So it's like this. This is Rabbi Yochanan saying. According to me, you didn't have to stop, so you voluntarily stopped. So then it doesn't matter. An hour later, you can continue. But according to you, that you hold that you had to stop, you're not learning Krishna, so you're an honest. If you're an honest, then the gin kicks in, Imshah. In other words, Tesis holds, Rabbi Yochanan is Maida. Sometimes, Imshah Kedei Ligma, you have to go back. But when? When you're an honest. If you had no breda, you were in the bathroom, whether you had to stop, then if you were there.
That's not
personally. This is Rabbi Yechon, totally from Rashi. Rashi learns there's two separate machlakes and nothing. According to Rashi, Rabbi Yechon hold, you never, ever have to repeat it. You can stop as long as you want. Teshit ki is metes b'nei adam b'yemechet, good enough. Always. And you, Rababam, what you just did today, I argue on both things that you did. First of all, I hold you could have led Krishna. Second of all, wait 2 hours and finish. The didach. That you say that no, that there's a pause, a long pause, then you have to go back. This is the timeline. Tei says no. Rabbi Yechon is made that if the reason why you stopped is because you had no breda, you're an onus. Rabbi Yechon is made that if it was a long pause, you have to go back to the beginning. So it's like this. According to me, you were not an onus. You were voluntary. You voluntarily stopped because you could continue in Krishna. You decided to stop. So then no problem. 2 hours later, continue in Krishna. But the shitas cha. What's the shitascha? Not the shitascha that when you make a pause, you have to go back. We should resume. The shitascha that you hold that you had no breda, you had to stop. You're an honest. Oh, according to you then Ibn Shahisa, can they leave me? You got to go back to the beginning. Rashi is also a bit of a lie bestain. Wait, Rashi is you arguing both. The Kivan do the Kabina Mahola Gamer and Mikal Zilly Hold, Serugi and Makavi, that delays is Makav, Kriya, Kiran, Boyla, become how's it? What's considered a pause? So, the Gemara Vaita. Tarmam Glant, ki is ein ma'akve zuazu, ki is not ma'akve each other, brach is ein ma'akve zuazu, brach is, ki is by tainis and not ma'akve each other, and brach na ma'akve. So the way Rashi Lim Shad is, if you davish manessa, you didn't blow ki is, or you didn't blow ki is, davish manessa, by tain doesn't matter. However, Sheikh Kippurim, ma'akve, and your kippur, if you don't dav musaf, you're not yetzit ki is. If you don't, if you dav musaf, you don't blow ki is, you're not yetzit musaf. That's what Tesis argues. Tesis in the Fetish, you are Yetzer. We'll soon see that we had before. You dive a Musav and then you found the Shefer later, you blow afterwards with nothing. In the Fetish, you Yetzer Musav, even though you don't blow Shefer, but the Evid. Tesis says, talking about that the Brach and not Mak of each other. If you did 2 out of 3 Brachas, the Chal Pachas, you Yetzer the 2. And Pashav, by Rashan, if you did 2 out of 3 Brachas, you're not Yetzer. And if you didn't do all the keys, you're not Yetzer anything. That's why you did, I did some of the keys. You did nothing. My time of why? Why are you Rashan? You keep it restricted. Omar Rabba, Omar Kosh Imru Lefonai Berashan, I want you to say before me Rashan, Malchis, the Chrein of Shefers. Malchis, Kedesh, Tam Luchuni Alech, Mashavi King. Zif, Chrein is Kedesh, Yavi Lefonai, the Chrein of Shefers. Remember you well. Uva man, how is all this done through Shefers? Rashi. Kies, Ubrochas, the Almach, you're going tiniest. Aim Akazuzu, Im Berach, let's go, but you made a broch, you didn't make blow. Misha, okay, more right. Misha Berach, if you damage Manessa. After you found the shofar, Tekeya or Maria Tekeya, it's clear that you can damage Manasseh without a shofar. The Gemara, Taimer, the La Havale Shofar Mikara. The only reason why you can wait till later because you didn't have a shofar in the beginning. Ha Havale Shofar Mikara, if you did have a shofar. Kishamaluhu, Asay the Bracha Shamlu. How should you hear in the Say the Bracha? If it's only the loud Manasseh, even the quiet one. That Papa Bashmul, come look through it. Papa Bashmul stood up to Davin, Amalel Shmai Setes Gabai. Kinahinulach, when I give you a signal, talkily. I give you a signal, blow. In other words, you'll know that I finished, and blow for me. Amale Ravala Amru Ela Bechavir. Only if you're davening with a minion. Somebody should bring a knife from here. We didn't give a signal. If you only do by the loud Shemoneh, we need a signal for. You hear when the chazan gets up to the brachas. The fact that you need a signal is a raya that we're talking about the silence, the stillish Shemoneh. Others learn pshat. It says they tie. Just mean a minion means when the shliach tzibur says it. Daft when the shliach tzibur says it is when you blow, and not when not. But takan then shver. What do you need a signal for? Tanya, we learn because you're shame when you hear it. Shame and Allah say to hear according to Marzach and Shafers. But I'll say the bracha. Say the bracha. Met by Muri bechavri. When there's a minion, I was shloim bechavri. There's no minion. Shame and Allah say to you hear it on the seder. Shall I say brachas? If there's no minion, then shame and. You hear it on the Seder, Shaloy al Seder Brachas. You hear the keys of the Seder, the keys, but not mixed into the Yachid, you don't blow in Shmanesa. The Yachid Shaloy Taka, if a Yachid didn't blow, Chaveda Tekele, his friend blows for him. The Yachid Shaloy Beirach, and a Yachid, if they're not Dota Musaf, ain't Chaveda Mavarov. Yachavah can't have Musaf for you. You can't, mitzvah, but taken years of work. The mitzvah is to blow more important than to daven Musaf. Kate, what do you mean? Kate said, "Of course, it's mitzvah to blow more. Mitzvah matayit to blow. Musaf the rabban." Kate said, "Interesting the din. Shtei ayori, two cities, ba'achas and one city toikin. They only have a shayfer, but they don't have a daven. Uva'achas mevor they have a beautiful chazan and a daven, but they don't have a shayfer. Holchin lemakim shetoikin. You go to the city where the shayfer is. Bein holchin lemakim shemevor. You don't go to the city where they daven musaf. Talking about a pshita hadereis and a rabban. So Gemara makes a big chiddush here." Let's see, you know, definitely there's a chazan with Sudur in there. But the other city, Suffolk, maybe they have a shayfer. So it's a Suffolk, the Raisa versus the Vadi Drabanan. What would you do here? You would have thought a Vadi Drabanan is better than a Suffolk, the Raisa. Kamasha, no. A Suffolk, the Raisa, is stronger than a Vadi Drabanan. Rashi. The Vadi was El Bukhari, sorry. Kinihini Lach, the Simon, she said, Yamte, Brah, finish the Brah. El Bukhari, Chabur, Tzibur, Tzibur, Abba Yachin, Mavarach, Eskuli, all of it. But I got to care, Teshki, you don't blow in the middle of the Mushmanessa. So some people tie to Yochim means when you daven the Shtilus Vanessa. Other side Yochim means Yichidus. The Avadi Hasavik, Vadi Hulosh, Imiel Chitzam Avarchin. Surely if he goes to the city with the Chazan and Zim Tashom Asar, find a minion of his follow Shatzel, daven the Yitzi and the Chavasik. I don't have a Siddur or the guy who mites you. The Imiel Chitzam Atoikin, Shemekvar Omdu Vahochul Beisim. The Rashi learned that they don't have a Shefer. Maybe they all went home. So what's the big problem? You'll find you with a Shefer. Anyway. So Safi did I.
This is against all the control in the body of Hashem and the
Sophie gets me there. That's right, so Vali the Raisa. It's still getting tomorrow, but you'll have a seam tomorrow.